Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We have one of Charlotte's top entrepreneurs that are doing amazing things during this stay-at-home orders pandemic situation. It's Croy Stone Consulting. It is Patty Weber, the CEO and co-founder. It is Mark Weber, the managing partner and co-founder. Welcome, Croy Stone Consulting. Welcome.
We are thrilled to be here, Francine.
Good morning, Francine. We're up bright and early, and it's awesome to see you.
It's a pleasure to know that a husband and wife team can make it for years. You're in the people business. Can I say that much? Croy Stone Consulting is in the people business.
100%, Francine. It's all about relationships, and we just love being here in Charlotte and continuing to build our relationships, especially during these times of COVID, and helping other organizations achieve growth.
You're a boutique management consulting firm, and you only deal with senior management. So these days, we hear horror stories when it comes to folks that are of a certain age, or, you know, we've reached the top of our career and there's nowhere to go. Well, there is some place to go.
You know, we're firm believers that experience matters. Take COVID, for example. Patty and I have lived through several downturns in the economy, and we have the gray hair, but we also have the wisdom of how one navigates through really tough times. And so the benefit of people with experience is that they've been there, they've done that, they've learned through their life history how to handle some of these challenging problems. And so experience matters. And we would say it doesn't matter what age you are at, you have value to offer in the business world. Sometimes the rules of how you are engaged to deliver that value changes. And oftentimes those of us who are senior in our careers find a greater appetite in consulting than we may have in other more traditional career roles.
And I love how diverse you fuel this business. And that means a lot these days to have a diverse team, to know that you can reach out to someone who's qualified. Let's talk about it.
We really strongly believe that diversity fuels innovation, and it is part of our mindset. We strive to build both our team members and partners to be diverse, and it helps us to look at things from a different perspective, a different way of approaching a problem. Now more than ever during COVID, organizations have to be agile, and they have to be flexible, and they have to be able to pivot, and they've got to look at different approaches. As Mark explained, highly experienced team of consultants that have gone through significant changes within the organizations they've previously worked for, so they can pull from that tool chest and pivot along the way. So now more than ever, organizations are realizing experience is going to help them get out and ahead of the impact that COVID has had to their business. And we're just not willing to participate in the economic downturn here. We keep the mindset that we're going to keep things going, and during this time, just embrace what's going on and look at new ways to help our clients.
It's not like you have to teach the consultants to pivot, right? They already know how to pivot. They know the language. They know how to go into a company and make the company better. That's good to say. That's fair to say, right? You make things better. So when you parachute down into a company, parachute a consultant down into a company, what would be an example of some solutions that they've provided for companies?
Our hospital systems and our healthcare systems have never during our generation seen and have experienced what we're experiencing today. And I think many of us could understand that the healthcare system is ripe for disruption and transformation. So we've got a consultant who has been parachuted in to a hospital system. It's outside of Charlotte, by the way, but they've been parachuted into a hospital system to really help the hospital system determine the best way to structure and deliver their services through their human resources function. This hospital system has seen a lot of growth. And so they've been growing really rapidly, and growth is wonderful, but it also deliver challenges along the way, because all the things that got you to fast growth and the way that you got on that path don't necessarily have the ability to sustain your ability. So a lot of companies outgrow their processes. So at the same time, this client has seen a lot of growth. They're also dealing with the reality of COVID and staffing shortage, new regulations. And so by parachuting an experienced human resources leader into that client, we're able to deliver some objective and external expertise from somebody who has ridden the wave of a lot of stormy seas to help kind of calm things and help bring a clear vision and execute a strategy during this tumultuous time in healthcare. So that's one really good example of what a consultant can do and parachute it in.
You guys have expertise across five core competencies. Let's talk about that. Finance is number one.
Woohoo! Yeah, it is. So what's interesting about that is Cornerstone is my second rodeo. So I had the good fortune back in 2008 to found a boutique finance and accounting consulting firm. So I had the good fortune to really build an understanding of the finance community here in Charlotte. And so that area of expertise continues to be an area here at Cornerstone that we're known for doing a really good job. And then the other areas that we are known for would be human capital. So how do you work with the generations that are coming up behind us? And prior to COVID, the unemployment rate was extremely low. And so there's a war for talent and how companies are wrestling with how do we make sure that we can keep our people and attract the brightest minds out there. You know, operational excellence, that's all about how do we help companies with their operations run as smoothly as possible. People who are skilled in managing programs and projects, and then we balance that out with risk and compliance. So how do we deal with credit risk and operational risk and issues like identity theft and cybersecurity? So those are kind of the areas that as you look across our practice that most of our folks have some experience with.
And one of the things we have conversations when we're getting to know our consultant, who, by the way, comes to us through referrals. I mean, top-tier individuals, the people that we focus on. But what we talk to them about is, what are you really passionate about? What motivates you? What gets you up and energized about getting in and doing a job? And the money comes along with that, because when you're happy and doing things that you love to do, then you feel fulfilled. And so that's really where we have deep, lengthy conversations with our consultants to make sure that we match what they're very passionate about doing with those clients that have that need. And then it ends up being a win for everyone involved.
I'm glad you shared that, because a lot of ears are listening, different demographics. When you think about a graduate who just graduated, I know you work with senior level management, but when you're trying to steer someone who just graduated from college, and maybe they thought, wow, maybe I studied the wrong thing. Maybe I should be doing something else, right? We've had a change of mind since COVID. What advice do you give to the younger ears that are listening right now?
Kids in college right now, as a matter of fact, one that just graduated on Sunday and just started her first job on Monday. So we can speak from this, is just follow your heart. Follow what you love to do. You know, you'll ride through this wave and just make sure you're very strategic about things. Keep building up relationships and reaching out to people and let them know that you're out there. And then you'll have an opportunity to be successful in your career.
Well, congratulations on your new college grad.
Why, thank you. And Francine, I would offer one other bit of advice for people who are just starting out in their careers, and that is, don't think of what your career is in terms of a job title. Back to what Patty said, think of your career in terms of the things that you like to do. Because if you think of it that way, people entering the job force today, where they're going to end up and what their jobs will look like 10 years from now, 15 years from now, a lot of those jobs haven't even been created. They don't exist. So things are changing in the career world and the workforce so rapidly that you have to be willing to go with the flow and know that what you're doing today, what you think you might be doing in terms of a title, could be very different in the future. And that's going to be the rule versus the exception. So don't identify yourself with a job title. Identify yourself through the passions and what you like to do and what you're good at doing, and that will help you navigate these fast-changing career-wise.
What platform, and I know you're probably going to say LinkedIn, is the best to promote what you love to do?
Well, you're right, Francine. LinkedIn is definitely one of the platforms that I would highly suggest if you're a business professional at even early stage. Our kids have been on LinkedIn probably the last 5 years. So definitely use LinkedIn and connect with people and build those relationships. Because as we all know, getting the next job opportunity is all about who you know. You know, if you're looking at the job boards and thinking that's the way to find the next opportunity, most jobs are not obtained through that. It's really making the connections and having that warm introduction into an organization. You know, early on in COVID, a lot of people were worried about, okay, I can't network. How do you network during COVID? And we hosted different Zoom events to be able to help people understand you can still do it. People are out there and available for discussions, and you just have to be very strategic about it and recognize those people and aware of what people in your network are doing. And that's going to help you in the long term.
Make your friends before you need them. How about that? Then businesses really rely on LinkedIn to see what type of profile you have, what experience do you have, because the old paper resume is it out of style?
Does it still have a place in the job seeker world? It does, but your online presence absolutely has more importance today. We know that companies are putting a premium on soft skills, like how do you communicate with people? How do you work collaboratively with people? So we think it's important for people to understand that on LinkedIn is not a place where, okay, I'm going to build out a profile and then I'm done. Your job on LinkedIn is just beginning when you've built that profile. But then you need to take the steps to show that you can be social, that you've got communication skills. So it's uniquely positioned to have people be able to be interactive and collaborative. And we encourage everybody to show how they can highlight their soft skills on LinkedIn, because that is such an important skill set that employers are looking for. Soft skills, interpersonal skills, your ability to change and pivot. And COVID has taught us that that's all more important.
Croy Stone Consulting's joining us this morning. We've got Patty Weber, our Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Croy Stone Consulting, also managing partner. It's Mark Weber and co-founder. If you guys had one tip to make our day concerning our careers, no matter what stage we're at in life, what age we are in life, what tip would that be?
It's all about the relationship.
Okay.
Build those relationships and make them true, honest relationships. Not what can you do for me, but what can I do for you to help you? And that was going to take you a long way, whether it's internally within our organization, with relationships with clients, relationships with your employees, whatever it may be. I think relationship is key to everything. And it's been how our business has continued to grow and expand even during COVID.
Think of career as an adventure. The days of going to school, graduating from high school or a community college or a traditional college and being somewhere for 50 years and then retiring, those days are gone. Think of it as an adventure. You're not sure where that adventure will take you, but as long as you always do a great job and as long as you build those relationships that Patty talked about, and you are open to letting the universe help guide where you go, some of the best experiences in life are unexpected, and that holds true with career. So put on your explorer hat and get ready for an adventure, and that will inevitably pay off for you in abundance.
If I can add one other thing to the mix here, is flexibility has, as Mark was alluding to, the adventure. Is being flexible is so important. That's what allowed us during COVID to have a record year. It's because we're very flexible. Understanding the importance to get certified as a women of business enterprise. We understand the importance of getting certified as a women-owned small business. Flexible and looking at the market and expanding geographically. So we've been able to do some very strategic things because we're a small boutique business, and being agile and flexible is part of our DNA.
Not only do you run Croy Stone Consulting with precision, you guys are really cool in the community, too. If you wanted to shout out your nonprofits and organizations.
Well, thank you, Francie. We'd like to give a shout out to our pancreatic cancer community. So Patty and I, along with our co-founder and one of our besties, Grace Lynch, we founded a community group called Charlotte Pancreatic Cancer Alliance, and we're all about building and tying together Charlotte's pancreatic cancer community and raising awareness for this very important form of cancer. And then Patty and I are also really passionate supporters and involved as partners, social venture partner, Charlotte. We want to give a shout out to SVP Charlotte, and we are all about supporting social entrepreneurs and putting our business entrepreneurialism to work in the not-for-profit sector. We love people who have creative ways for solving some of our toughest social issues.
Wow. You guys are amazing. And they're married, you guys, successfully. How many years have you guys been married?
2020 marked our 30 years of being married. So, yeah, going back to Mark's thing, it's been an adventure. So we started off our marriage with moving like 2 months before to follow an opportunity we never thought we would necessarily do, but listen to what the universe told us to do and continue to follow it all these 30 years.
Wow. When is the book coming out? That's all I want to know. I want to be the first interview for the book.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll let you know.
Awesome. All right. Our guest this morning, the amazing Patty Weber, the awesome Mark Weber with Croystone Consulting. Well, your 1 hour public talk radio's up. I don't know where the time goes, but we do have fun. Next week, tune in. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. One day we're going to meet. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francie Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francie Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.